Another housing story now, this one from the Gulf Coast. The federal government is teaching people there how to build stronger houses. FEMA has a traveling display featuring construction techniques that should withstand most hurricanes. NPR's Jeff Brady caught up with it at a mall in Mississippi.
A 4-by-6-foot house on wheels is a topic of interest at the Singing River Mall in Goche, Mississippi. It's not a finished house, just the wood frame. At just about every place where there's a nail holding two timbers together, there's also a metal brace on the outside. Rose Ladnier walks around it and checks out what's different from her house.
Well, rather than making it with 2x4s, they've used 2x6s. And they put a lot bigger bolts into holding their floor down to their subfloor. And they've got braces on every 2x6, bolting it to the roof, and added little braces through every piece of board that's put up.
So does it look to you like something that would withstand a hurricane?
I believe it would.
Ladnier and her husband Bill feel lucky. Their house has weathered past storms. Katrina claimed the roof, but the structure survived just fine. They plan to build a smaller retirement home now and want to do it right.
The extra cost doesn't enter into this with Rose and I, because it'll be a much smaller scale house and we will feel more secure. And at our age, security is a very important aspect.
During a hurricane, the winds can be so strong that they'll actually lift a roof off of a house. Here's one thing that FEMA suggests to prevent that from happening. Instead of having eaves that overhang a foot or a foot and a half, have eaves that hang over just a couple of inches. That way the wind can't get enough hold on that roof to lift it up and it stays intact.
My name is David Winowitz and I live in Moss Point. Presently, I didn't receive any flooding during the storm, but my grandmother was flooded out Creole area. She plans on moving to my house, and I plan on building a new house behind that house so that we can kind of be there and take care of her there. So I wanted to come over here to look at the construction.
Winowitz says he's surprised to see large 6x6-inch timbers holding up the corners of the house and even some in the middle of long walls.
I definitely will incorporate some of the, probably all of these features in the house that I build.
FEMA plans to move this display throughout Mississippi over the summer. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
And this week, that display is at a lumberyard in Waveland, Mississippi.